Hi guys, it's Simple J, it's Sister here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping you guys are doing great and practicing our mantra of positivity in equals positivity out. I keep telling you guys, once you surround yourself with positive energy and aura, be it people, places, things, you will see how much better your life will be. For me, I'm noticing I'm a little bit more calmer. Things are a little bit more balanced now, or getting balanced. And I just find that my energy doesn't feel so drained and down and dreary. So I'm hoping you guys are finding that by doing this, you guys are in a better space mentally, physically, and emotionally. Today's topic is, let's not focus on people's judgments when we live our lives. What do I mean by not allowing others' judgments to keep us down? Don't let what others think about you keep you in a space where you don't go out and pursue things that you've always wanted to. Be it a relationship, be it buying a certain type of car, be it being with a certain type of friend, be it traveling a certain place. People's thoughts sometimes, because we're in a situation where as adults or even as people, we always look to others for validation or for some type of approval. And because of that, if someone who's close to us doesn't approve of certain things, we tend to keep ourselves from going after that thing. Do not allow others' judgments to keep you from doing what you want to do. Society has a way of letting us feel or employing an attitude of being defeated or feeling that we need to stay in a certain space or a certain box or a certain mold in order to exist or be or considered to be acceptable. And that's the issue. We need to understand that, yes, we are a part of the collective, which is society, but on a whole, we're also individuals. We also think different. We also feel different. We also move different, behave different, act different, feel different. We interact differently. So as individuals, we have a right to live our lives according to how we feel comfortable and how we deem fit. So stop allowing others and their judgments and their thoughts and how they feel you should live cloud your judgment or cloud your thoughts and make you question who you are. You are who you are. You are made unique all on your own. We all weren't made alike for obvious reasons. We all are different. We all feel different. We all think differently. We all were built differently. How boring would the world be if we all looked, think, act, behave, moved alike in unison? It would be boring. We would be bored. We would be tired. It would be monotonous because you could predict what would happen from day to day to day to day. But it doesn't work that way because as humans, we all were genetically made differently. So stop allowing others and their thoughts and their feelings and their judgments keep you in a space where you feel restrictive or you feel as though you shouldn't go and pursue certain things. If you want to be in an open relationship or a polygamous relationship, or you just want to be able to live your life as a free bird, a free unrestricted person, do that, because we only get one life. You don't get a lap around again. This is not the Olympics where you get to lap around on different laps in order to get a medal. It doesn't work like that. You get one life. You get one go at this thing called life. You get one try at this thing. And there's no handbook to say, hey, this is how you should do life. You know why? Because everybody's life is individually made different. Everybody's life takes different paths. All of our lives are going down different roads. We're all not going on the same road. We all are going to have different outcomes. No matter how much it's sold to you that we can have the same outcome, it doesn't work like that. Our paths are ordained to go how it's going to go, however we want it to go. So do not allow others' judgments and their thoughts and their feelings about certain things to keep you in a sunken place. Whatever you want to do with your life, you have to go ahead and fulfill that. After you're gone, that's it. You don't get to come back and be reborn and get rebirth and get a renewed spirit and a different body and a different mindset and try this thing called life again. That's it. You only get the one time. So make the best out of it. Make no excuses. Ride that pedal until that's it and you can't ride anymore. You can't allow others to dictate how you live your life, because you're only going to allow them to dictate how they would have wanted you to be. And you know what happens when you allow others to dictate your life? You become miserable and bitter. And you detest that said person for dictating how you move, how you interact, who you are. You are you. You are made you for a reason. So whatever it is you want to pursue, pursue that. And understand that whatever the consequences, you will have to handle that. Now, you can pursue certain things and be careful about it, and that's perfectly fine. And that would be the route how I would advise most people to do. But don't not pursue it. Don't not try to do it. Be careful about doing it. Properly plan, but do it. Go for it. Seize the day. Don't limit what you can achieve or what you can do. Don't let others limit you in your beliefs or what you want. Don't be someone who, when it's that time, you regret not doing what you wanted to do in the first place. Because as I always tell people, at the end of the day, society doesn't pay your bills. Society doesn't know when you're having a bad day. Society doesn't know when you're having a great day. Society doesn't see your wins. They don't see your losses. They don't see your peaks. They don't see your valleys. They don't see you. You're another number. You're a statistic, essentially. I hate to be that blunt, but let's just call it what it is. So, moving forward, do not allow the judgments of others to keep you from doing what you want. There's a relationship you want, go for it. There's that guy or girl you see that you've always had your eye on, don't be scared to let them know. There's this job opportunity that you are afraid you might not fit. Who knows? It might be the perfect opportunity for you. Go for it. Maybe you wanted to always go and visit a certain country, but you're not sure how you're going to afford it. Maybe just take a leap of faith and go on the trip. Life is short. It looks long, but life is short. Not everybody gets to live this long, glorious life. Some are destined to have short lives. And within that short span, they make sure to do every and anything they wanted to, because they don't want to have any regrets when their last day approaches. When that last note is sung. When that last letter is written. They want to know that they have done every little thing their heart's content wanted to do. They wanted to make sure they did everything that soothed their heart and their soul. Don't limit your dreams. Dream big. It's okay. Go for those dreams. It's perfectly fine. Is there a side hustle that you want to try but you're not sure? A lot of people have started out with less than most did, and now they're successful. Go for it. Do what makes you happy. Because peace of mind is something that is hard to harness and hard to get. But when you achieve it, it's beautiful. And sometimes your peace of mind might be you going out there and getting things that you never thought you wanted to go after. So do not allow the judgments of others to keep you from doing what you want to. You only get one lap around the sun. Make it your best. Make it what you will. Make that lap count. Because once you're gone, there's no more laps. There's no more society telling you what you need to do. There are no more voices. There's nobody who's going to be able to dictate how you do, feel, interact, be. It's just the end of the song, the end of the story. There's no other chapters. The book is going to be done. The book will be closed. Somebody else will be coming on earth and writing their own story. So when your story is written, make sure all the chapters are chapters you are comfortable with. Chapters that saw you living the life you wanted to live. Chapters that saw you being happy on those pages. I'm not saying we're going to be happy all the time. Nobody's happy 24/7. But at least be happy most of those pages. Be happy knowing you did all you wanted to do on everything that you set your mind to. Those pages should have that you never allowed others to limit you or limit what you wanted or limit your dreams or limit your thoughts. Those pages should ooze every essence of you. Not others and their beliefs and their thoughts. You. Go out there and disregard society and their thoughts and their norms and their belief system. Live your life for you. You're a number one cheerleader. You're the number one source of your support. You know what works for you. So go and do what you need to do. With that being said, I hope you guys have a wonderful day or night, wherever you guys are. And just know that I am always, always going to be here pushing for all the best for you guys. And as I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, my loves.